Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Conversations around those kitchen tables that are both profound as they are ordinary. How do I cross a bridge in a snowstorm? What happened? No, think about it. You know, you're in a situation. What happens if the bridge collapses and there's a fire on the other side? It's going to take 10 miles longer to get to the fire. People can die. I mean, this is real. This is real stuff.
Is it? How real is it? Let's find out. Keith Antone is our guest on The Bottom Line today. There is no way you can listen to that with a straight face, Keith Antone. I know you were smiling when you were listening to him babble on.
It's real stuff, Mark. It's real stuff.
Do you sit around the kitchen table with your beautiful wife and have discussions on how you're going to get to work if it snows in case the bridge collapses? I mean, honestly.
Hell no. But let me say this. There are some people that, you know, in certain parts, of the country where those bridges, you know, like those folks over in Illinois to get back and forth over here to work in Missouri. I'm sure that they think about that, Mark.
Oh, come on. You know, if there were bridges in that big of a danger, they would have shut them down. He's creating a false emergency here.
Okay. All right. All right. Listen, all I'm saying is leave Uncle Joe alone. And, you know, that's real stuff. That was funny. I got to admit it.
Thank
was funny.
You. Thank you. I knew you have a good sense of humor about those things.
Yeah. It was funny.
It's better than that than crying because of all the money that we're wasting on, green new deals. Hey, by the way, are they going to put one of those electric charging stations outside of your house up there somewhere?
I don't know. But I did want to say, Mark, I do want to encourage listeners to go out and buy those raffle tickets to support those first responders. I think that's very, very important, and I applaud you for that. And I bought my five and got my free ticket, so I'm going to win, Mark, because I'm telling people now they can donate, but I'm going to win. My birthday is the next day, the 25th. So
no
on the 24th, do you want me to come out there and be there in person so we can take and have. And have a photo op, or how you want to do
well,
this,
Mark? If you actually won, that would seem a little suspicious if you were there already, wouldn't you? Because I won't have any control of it.
But your birthday is on
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. About every 10, 11 years or so, it falls on Thanksgiving. So, I'm going to have turkey cake.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll bet you are. Well, thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate it, Keith. And thanks for your support. And I'll just remind people, since you brought it up, 971talk.com/firstresponders. You can go there and get to the link to buy your raffle ticket. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, please do it, folks. Yeah. I strongly suggest and I applaud you for your efforts.
Hey, I got to ask, my friend, I don't know if you heard me earlier mention this, but what's going on with Cori Bush trying to claim people were being shot at in Ferguson?
Well,
I had the police chief on from Ferguson who was chief then, and he had no idea of anything like that happening.
And I had no idea either. I lived in Normandy at the time, and just the neighborhood over from Ferguson, 7 minutes from where this all was going on. And it seems like you would have heard that. I don't know what possessed her to say of that. I mean, that's something that can be fact-checked. And I would think And first of all, to me, I mean, if they were, how did you know that they were white supremacists? How do you know who they were? I mean, who's up there shooting at people, Mark? I think, you know, I just, that one baffled me, you know, and I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But when I heard that, I said, what the hell are you thinking here, Corey? So yeah, that really baffled me. It really did.
So you got to help me as a member of the Democratic Party. You got to help me here. My understanding is there's already somebody seriously considering a primary run against Cori Bush, somebody who would at least be a little more moderate than what's representing the first district right now.
Let me say this, Mark. Not only is this person, I'm going to be working with this candidate, and not only is it a formidable candidate, we'll be proud to have him representing us in Congress. And the only reason why I'm not at liberty to say who it is yet, because the timing, I don't want to get it, you know, put the cart before the horse. But you can best believe you're gonna find out, and you're gonna know. You'll know sooner than the general public, because I'm going to be calling on you to let you know, and I'll be sharing it with you, but I can't say it right now. But I guarantee you it's going to be somebody that we can send to Washington and represent the good folks of the 1st Congressional District.
So it's a Republican?
Hell no. I heard the general General Freak Daddy on there a little bit earlier. I see he's a boy. If he isn't amazing.
Are you talking about Governor Greitens?
Yeah, oh. General Freak Daddy. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So I heard him on, and I'm like, wow, this guy, he's amazing. I have to say, he's better. He's just as good as Donald Trump with whipping up his base, man. He's just going and going and going, and I'm like, okay.
So you can't.
So it should be interesting.
You can't tell us who's going to run against Cori Bush. Is Congressman Clay making a comeback?
No. Clay's not making a comeback.
You're not going to say.
I'm not at liberty right now. But I can tell you this: the announcement is going to come before the end of the month, and I promise you, I will text you before it goes public. You will know.
And I think Andrew Jones is talking about running on the Republican side. So
yeah, okay, that's the same guy that ran on the Republican side for mayor in the city of St. Louis. And he's got a plan. I guarantee you he's got a plan for you. That's laughable. But no, we're going to have a real contender, and we will win. We'll win next August. And then we'll win in November again. I guarantee you.
Hear me now.
Think about it later, Cox.
I hope you're right, because I'll give you the campaign slogan. It couldn't be any worse. So there's you can just borrow that. I'll save you some money there.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But no, it'll be someone that we can all be proud of in the 1st Congressional District that will represent the people of the 1st Congressional District. I guarantee you that.
I hope so. Keith Antone, if this warm weather continues, because I'm loving this climate change, we're going to have to get out and golf again soon.
Absolutely, Mark. And so you call me next week. I'll just come out there, because I want to come out and pick up my gun. I'm going to win. I'm going to win that thing. I'm telling you, I'm winning.
24th noon at the Range St. Louis West, 14803 Manchester Road. Awesome, Keith. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Keith Antone there. I found myself agreeing with him again today. How about that? Wow. Good, nice of him to contribute, though, to our raffle. That's fantastic. All going to first responders. That's what I love about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.